There are still many questions and uncertainties about what the future may hold for the Affordable Care Act under the new Congress and the Trump administration. For a look at some of the possible scenarios, we spoke today with Dr. Terry Weiner, Provost Emeritus at the Sage Colleges and now a political science professor at Union College in Schenectady.
There's no alternative but to either let it stay in place, which I think the chances of that happening are almost zero, or to repeal it and replace it with something. My guess is that there will be no repeal, complete repeal, until there's at least some part of the problems created by the repeal being fixed in some way. And that might include creating or going back to the high-risk pools that states had before Obamacare. It can include block grants moving towards, which is what the Republicans have wanted for a long time, to block grant Medicaid, which would mean, in most cases, probably a significant cut in benefits because the states would never be getting as much money as they need, particularly since those states that expanded Medicaid, though some of them were ruled by Republican governors, most of the states that did expand were blue states, and so it's unlikely that a Republican Congress anytime in the future is going to be bailing out states for high Medicaid costs. So I do think that something will happen. My guess is that what will happen will probably leave, of the 20 to 30 million people, probably closer to 20 million people that have benefited from Obamacare, my guess is that only a third of them will be helped by any of the current plans that are out there.
What would happen to health insurance premiums in general for those who have an employer-sponsored health care plan? Would we see those premiums go up, possibly go down, or would there be much of a change at all?
Well, at the risk of being cynical, but political science is in some way a kind of a dismal science. My guess is that the well-off and the upper middle class will do well with the repeal, particularly if you take patients and citizens who have high risk pre-existing conditions and they're put into high risk pools. Then what you're really doing is bifurcating the market and removing high-risk patients out of the risk pool that normally you and I, if we don't have a pre-existing condition and we're in the marketplace to buy insurance, insurance generally works by the healthy subsidizing the sick. Probably 8 out of every 10 people that buy insurance are not ill and will not have any real significant expenses, and so we're subsidizing the sick. But if you remove the sick or the more persistently sick from the pool and put them in some separate pool, then premiums will probably stabilize and the rate of increase will decrease for the upper middle class. Plus, there's an effort to deal with the problem of the lack of insurance among middle class and upper middle class people, because not everybody who doesn't have insurance is poor. And they can do that with tax deductions and other incentives, tax credits, to help buy insurance. So the middle class may, or the upper middle class may well do well under some of these repeals, but at the expense, of course, of the people who were least likely to vote for President Trump and least likely to vote for Republican congressional candidates, they will suffer.
Governor Cuomo has said a repeal of the ACA could punch a $2 to $3 billion hole in the New York state budget. Do you see that as likely, and what would happen to state finances if this is repealed and perhaps replaced with something quite different?
My guess is it'll be a disaster for many states, which is why some states like Montana and Kentucky and other states that actually have congressional Republicans representing them and also voted for Trump for president, are very concerned and are lobbying their representatives about this, because if Medicaid right now is essentially a system that works on the basis of rights. That is to say, if you're eligible for it, the state and the federal government must pay for you. If you move to a block grant, then there's a fixed amount of money that's available. Even if that fixed amount available is made equal to what the current cost of Medicaid is, you then have to hope, because the cost of health care increases much faster than the rate of inflation and much faster than the rate of growth in the economy. Consequently, over time, there will have to be an erosion of benefits. So, at any particular one point of time, the day or the year in which the repeal occurs and the block grant is established, there may not be any big hit, but moving down the line in the next 2 years, it could become catastrophic because the block grants are going to be kept at a reasonably fixed level. And even Rand Paul, who has a plan out there, says Medicaid expansion, if states want to expand Medicaid or maintain the Medicaid expansion, they should raise their own taxes in order to support it. The federal government shouldn't be responsible for it. So it's going to be a catastrophe for many of the states that engaged in the Medicaid expansion.
Dr. Terry Weiner is a political science professor at Union College in Schenectady.